You will hear a man called Aaron and a woman called Sophia talking about learning languages. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect.
That was a great Japanese lesson today.
Yeah, I enjoyed trying to write the characters, though I haven't found a system for remembering them yet. It's challenging studying a language that's so different from your own, isn't it?
You need a bit of brain power sometimes, yeah. Personally, I don't think I'll ever speak any language other than English perfectly. But so many people speak English around the world that it doesn't matter if you can't speak anything else.
I think being able to use at least a few words when you travel abroad is a really positive thing to do. It helps you create better relationships with people from other countries.
Well, I learn languages because I enjoy doing it. I don't really travel a lot.
Anyway, you've got a much better memory than I have for learning new words. How do you do that?
I don't know. It just seems to happen. I don't make a lot of effort to remember things. They just seem to stay in my head.
Lucky you. You know what I love most about learning languages?
Go on.
When someone who speaks the language you're learning actually understands what you're saying in it. Of course, I don't always get what they're saying back to me, but never mind. You can ask people to repeat what they've said, or use a dictionary to help.
I don't seem to have too many problems with listening. I'd say speaking's probably my strongest skill, but putting things down on paper is where I have most problems. It helps if you read a lot, though. Then you know how things are spelled, that kind of thing.
I know. I don't think getting things wrong is actually something we should try to avoid. That's the way you learn.
Because you're more likely to remember something if someone has to correct you. Yeah, I'd agree with you there.
Now listen again.
That was a great Japanese lesson today.
Yeah, I enjoyed trying to write the characters, though I haven't found a system for remembering them yet. It's challenging studying a language that's so different from your own, isn't it?
You need a bit of brain power sometimes, yeah. Personally, I don't think I'll ever speak any language other than English perfectly. But so many people speak English around the world that it doesn't matter if you can't speak anything else.
I think being able to use at least a few words when you travel abroad is a really positive thing to do. It helps you create better relationships with people from other countries.
Well, I learn languages because I enjoy doing it. I don't really travel a lot.
Anyway, you've got a much better memory than I have for learning new words. How do you do that?
I don't know. It just seems to happen. I don't make a lot of effort to remember things. They just seem to stay in my head.
Lucky you. You know what I love most about learning languages?
Go on.
When someone who speaks the language you're learning actually understands what you're saying in it. Of course, I don't always get what they're saying back to me, but never mind. You can ask people to repeat what they've said, or use a dictionary to help.
I don't seem to have too many problems with listening. I'd say speaking's probably my strongest skill, but putting things down on paper is where I have most problems. It helps if you read a lot, though. Then you know how things are spelled, that kind of thing.
I know. I don't think getting things wrong is actually something we should try to avoid. That's the way you learn.
Because you're more likely to remember something if someone has to correct you. Yeah, I'd agree with you there.